This is TWiT.
What does creating content mean? We use that term a lot. And I think people might think that it means one very specific thing, which is either a video or a picture or some sort of, you know, blog post or something like that. What does content mean, Ferris?
I think if you want to make a distinction between content and advertising, content is something people choose to watch. Advertising is something you pay someone to watch. They occasionally overlap, but not usually.
I like that. That's actually very good. So, Esteban, what would you say about that? I mean, do you think that as marketers, we overlap those too much?
Yeah, I think that was a really good definition. You can also look at it as owned, earned, and paid. And there's also the question of something that you read, something that you watch, something that's a moving picture or video. So that, and I do agree, ultimately, advertising is something that you pay for. It's paid. Content is something that people ideally want to watch. Sometimes it's sponsored or native, and so there is a bit of a blurring of the line. But to me, if you're paying for it, that's advertising, and if you're not, then we can refer to it as content.
Who's doing a really good job of that, Ferris? I mean, what brands are actually making it seamless? They're creating advertising, but that consumers choose to watch.
So, I think you get into that definition blurriness that I think Esteban was speaking to. The sort of canonical example of something which is functions like advertising but is incredibly powerful content is the Red Bull Stratos project, simply because it was live streamed across. It was the second or third most watched live stream on YouTube. It was taken by cable stations all around the world. So it became a content piece. And I think you can see Red Bull's commitment to this. Red Bull's got a department now, a profit-making department called Red Bull Media House. They are, for all intents and purposes, an extreme sports production film company that happens to sell sports drinks to fund it and stuff. But so they've embraced media a very long time ago and became kind of very conscious about it. So they're probably the best example. But there's also, I think, small stuff. I think part of the challenge is that this area, this content, social advertising blurriness, is that really small companies can engage very small amounts of users and survive profitably in a way that I think it's really hard for massive companies to do, because a company the size of, let's say, I don't know, it doesn't matter, Chase or Nike or whatever, it's very difficult for them to engage with all their customers in a meaningful, individualized way without making it some sort of technology-mediated thing, like sort of personalized banners, which are inherently creepy and I don't think are the future.
Okay, so apparently this conversation around Red Bull actually works really well for me.
See? See, it works. Word of mouth marketing there. That was immediate word of mouth marketing.
That's immediate response. Thanks,
Red Bull. Exactly. Direct response, word of mouth. The R-WOM. The R-WOM.